Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Two times Nachamu, the Navi Yeshaya says. Kefel, Yera al Chizuk. You double over something twice, it reinforces it. The Radak says it, other Mefarshim say it as well. And the Medrash says in Eicha, Misnachamim bekiflayim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us nechama twice. Dechsev, nachamu nachamu ami, yomar elokechem. So nechama can't just be done once. Nechama has to be reinforced. Has to be chazered over again. Made more powerful. But the truth of the matter is that the nechama that we start on Shabbos Nachamu is really a part of a much bigger process. The Gemara Megillah tells us, in the end, it's on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, that when Rosh Chodesh Av comes out on Shabbos, Maftirim Chodshechem U'mayadechem Sona Nafshi. We don't read the regular Haftarah that you read on Rosh Chodesh. We have a special Haftarah, which sort of combines the themes of Peronius, Golus, and also Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, that's how the Rambam paskins, Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Dalad, that's the Haftarah that you lay on Rosh Chodesh Av that comes out on Shabbos. However, you take a look at the Ramah, Simen Tav Chav Hei. The Ramah quotes Taisvis, and he brings the minig that we follow. Taisvis says, "Ve'ein anu eisen kein." We don't read the Haftar of Chodshechem u'mayadechem son of Nafshi. Ela maftir b'yirmiya. We say the maftir in Yirmiya, Shimu Dvar Hashem. U'b'Shabbos shelifnei Tisha B'Av, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Chazon Yeshayahu. Vahatam, what's the reason that we read these different haftarahs? Lefisha anu noyagim al piya pesikta. We have the minig al piya pesikta, loymar gimel de pranusa kaitem tishabab. We read three haftarahs that have to do with peronius, with punishment, before tishabab. Ve'eluhem, divre yirmiya, shimu dvar Hashem, chazon yishayahu, Ubasa Tishabav, after Tishabav, Shiva Dinachemta, Vitarti de Tshuvasa. And then you have two of Tshuva, the Eluhim. These are the seven of Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, Vatoymar Tzion, Ania Soyara, Anoichi, Anoichi, Roni Akara, Kumi Ayri, Sois Asis, and then coming on to Tshuva, you have Dirshu Hashem V'Yimatzai, and Tshuva Hashem. Shuvah Yisrael. So the picture that emerges is that we have a 12-week series of Haftarahs. We start off with three of Peronius, three hard patches, followed by seven of Nechama, and then followed by two of Tshuva. The question here is not very complex. It's just the issue of how everything fits together. How does Peronius turn to Nechama, and how does Nechama bring us to Tshuva? But in order to understand that, so we first have to establish and understand really what the concept of Nechama, of Nachamu, really is. We always mention, start talking about the halachas of the 3 weeks to 9 days, that there's a Darkei Moshe that tells you that you're not allowed to hit Talmidim, you're not allowed to hit your children during this Tekufa. I always say that it's a halacha that was Nafal Bebira, it really doesn't apply anymore, because who hits Talmidim anymore, right? But everybody agrees and everybody knows that there are times in life that we all need a patch. It doesn't have to be with a slap. Sometimes it can be with a dirty look. Sometimes it could just be with a word. But sometimes we need a patch to just tell us and remind us that you really just can't do what you want. And when something bad happens, it gives us pause to think. But on the other hand, we also know that the point of the patch is not really to patch. The father of the Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't really want to be mean to us. The point of the patch is that we should realize that we did something wrong, and therefore we should grow from it. And so therefore we understand what the Peronius are all about. The period of the 3 weeks that we're entering right now. What the slaps are about. And we also understand what the tshuva is about. That's what it's supposed to bring about. But what's the role of the nechama? What's the nechama all about? How does nechama play a role in this whole process? The answer is that the term nechama is not quite what we often imagine it to be. People think that nechama is consolation. Someone undergoes a tragedy, and in order to get past it, you need time. You need to chill out. You need to forget. But if you go through various psukim in Tanakh, you find that most of the time, nechama does not mean consolation. For instance, pen yinochei ma'am v'shavu mitzrayim. It doesn't mean that the people are going to be consoled and go back to Mitzrayim. It means that they're going to change their mind. In another pasuk, shuv mecharoin apecha v'yinochem al arali amecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be consoled? No. Change your mind. Don't do bad to Klal Yisrael. Navi and Shmuel talks about v'Hashem nicham ki him l'cheshol al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. He thought that it was a bad idea that he had Shaul be the melech of Klal Yisrael. And so the term nechama doesn't really mean consolation. What it means is a redirection. If you like the term v'loy nocha melekim, nocha over there means direct. When we redirect a tragedy and we deal with the tragedy, we deal with the pain, and now we flip it around and turn it into something positive, that's nechama. When we can utilize the Peronius and use it and flip it to bring us further to tshuva, that's nechama. And so therefore we have 3 of Peronius, and then 7 of nechama as the whole process, and then finally the 2 of tshuva. People associate Shabbos Nachamu with the time to listen to music again, time to get back into the swing of the summer. But the truth of the matter is it's something really far different than that. After the tragedy that we endure in the 3 weeks, after the Peronius, and now we turn around and we have to use the Peronius, Nachamu Nachamu Ami tells us twice over that we have to take the bad experience and we have to redirect it and realize that the pain is not the point of it. The point of it is taking the pain and realizing that that makes a statement that Hashem wants us to change, Hashem wants us to be better. And after 7 weeks of that, then we're ready to do tshuva. Dirshu Hashem be matzai and tshuva Yisrael. May we all be zeicha this year to use this whole period, of course the period of the Avelos, but then, importantly, the 7 weeks which go through Chodesh Elul of Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li, where Hashem is very, very close, to take that pain and use it as something positive, to the point that we get to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're able to do a Tshuva Shlema, Dirshu Hashem V'Yimatzai, and Tshuva Yisrael. The Ner Michal Alumni Association of Yeshivas Teres Moshe is proud to present the next in our series of audios for the Mayadei Hashana. This one entitled Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Shiurim are Avelus and Nachamu. May we all be zeche to the bracha, V'hareinu Hashem Elokeinu, V'nechamas Tzion Yirecha, U'vinyan Yerushalayim Yer Kodshecha, V'mehira V'yomeinu.